Broadcasting System presents Nyla Mack, Let's Pretender. Yes, sir, that music of fairy tales means just one thing, doesn't it? It's time for Let's Pretend. And so another week rolls around, bringing you an invitation from the Columbia Broadcasting System to drop the cares and worries of the day and come along to the mystical, magical land of make-believe. All right, pretenders, take over.
Thank you, Mr. Conover. And gang, before our story begins, we have a little matter to attend to.
Which is what, Gwen?
Oh, answering a couple of questions.
Not about our theme music.
That's one of them. Miriam, suppose you take over for that one.
All right, Gwen. Our musical theme is fairy tales. The composer is Komzak, K-O-M-Z-A-K. And you can order it from your local music dealer.
Thank you, Miriam. The next question comes from a number of listeners, and it goes something like this. I have written twice for my story, and you never do it. Why don't you play Bluebeard for me? End quote. Well, we'll take care of that question.
I believe I can answer that one, Gwen.
All right, the floor is yours, Albert.
Well, for about 10 years, I've helped Miss Mack take care of all the request letters that come to her desk. In all that time, there has been only one story that parents didn't want their children to hear, and that's Bluebeard. Even though we changed the ending, all the wires were restored, and Bluebeard was the only rascal that stayed dead. There was an occasional letter of criticism. And why spoil a perfect record with one story when we have so many exciting ones to do in place of it? Now, doesn't that make sense?
Well, it seems so to me, and thank you, Albert. All right, the question department is closed for today, and now the letter would settle the story for this morning. It says, Dear Magic Makers, I asked my daddy the other day what makes the ocean salty. And he said, why don't you write to Let's Pretend? They'll know. So I'm asking you, do you know why the sea is salty? And if you do, will you tell me right away on account of I've got to know?
Well, we know the fairy tale explanation of why the sea is salt. You think that'll do?
Oh, I think so. What's more, it's a funny story, so let's do it, huh? Now, whose turn is it to say how we'll travel to Let's Pretend?
I think it's mine.
Oh, you do? Well, what makes you think so, Jackie Ayers?
On account of I haven't had a turn for years and years.
Well, all right, old man. How do we travel?
How about a flock of elephants? One for each of us.
That fellow has big ideas. Elephants suit the rest of you? All right, a flock of elephants. One for each of us. And we pay them off in peanuts. Here we go. One, two, three. Let's pretend to why the sea is salt. Hi, Jumbo. Up, King. Let's go. Come on.
Found it. Who's there at this time of night? Come in.
It is I, your brother, Richard. Well, Clara, my wife, is with me.
What in time do you want at this late hour?
Well, now that you're here, you may as well sit down.
Thank you, Richard. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening. Oh, the fire feels good. We didn't build a fire today.
Well, what's on your mind? Why did you come here? Speak up, Jack. It's late.
Oh, just the same cordial brother, aren't you?
Only relatives would call at this hour of the night. What do you want?
Yes, and of course you do want something.
Very well, brother, I'll tell you why we came. Although it isn't so easy to do it. Briefly, we're hungry.
I thought so. Begging again. Give me this. Give me that.
I wouldn't have had to do this if I'd had my share of our father's estate. Which you cheated me out of.
Cheated?
Don't you dare say such a thing to my husband.
I dare, all right, Mary. Don't threaten me again, or I shall go to the courts and prove it.
Prove it? You can't prove a thing.
Quiet, Mary. Well, my poor brother, I'll be generous with you on one condition.
I promise it. No matter what it is, we must have food. What do you want?
Just this. I'll give you a joint of beef and bread, too, if you'll take it and go to Davy Jones' locker.
How do I get back?
That's for you to figure out.
Oh, no. It's a trick, Jack. Don't promise him. He knows you can't get back.
Never mind, Clara. Don't fret. At least it'll provide for you, dear. I'd just as soon be in Davy Jones' locker as the way I am.
No, Jack, no. Don't promise him that. Please, we'll manage some other way.
There is no other way, dear. All right, brother. Give me the joint of beef, and I'll make a trip to this famous locker of Davy Jones.
And go to the stone cellar.
Get your meat and then remember your promise.
Very well. Goodbye and best wishes to you, my generous brother.
Goodbye.
Excuse me, but can you... Will you...
Will we what, sir? What is it?
I'm starving. Give me some bread. I hate to ask you, sir, but I have no money and I haven't eaten in a long time.
Oh, we know what that is, don't we, Clara?
Yes, we do. We can't give
you... Yes, my dear. Little as we have, we can spare enough bread for this old man. Let's not be like my poor selfish brother.
You're right, Jack. Give him some of the beef and the bread, too. Let me help you with it.
Heaven bless you, my friend. Perhaps someday I can return this kindness.
Even now, perhaps. Can you tell me by any chance which way I go to find Davy Jones' locker?
Strange. There must indeed, sir, be a fate that rules over us and brings us in touch with those we need and those who need us.
Here you are, sir.
You mean you know the way?
More than that. Listen, you are young and strong. You can dive to the bottom of the sea.
I think I can do that, all right, but what happens when I get there?
Well, don't be afraid of the strange little people you will meet. The moment you arrive, let them see the joint of beef you're carrying. They will want it.
Oh, I say, must I take that with me? It'll give my wife food for a long time, and if I shouldn't get back...
It will mean more to you there. Let the sea gnomes bid for it. But in payment, take only one thing. The little handmill they have. They won't want to, but they'll want the meat so badly that they finally will yield. So hold your bargain. And when you come up, I'll be waiting on the shore to show you how to use it. It's worth the trip. Mark my word.
I believe you. All right, Clara. Suppose you go home and wait for me there. I'll be back as soon as I can, if I get back at all.
All right, my dear. I suppose you know what's best.
If he doesn't, I do. Trust me, madam. Both of you have been generous with me, and now I'll help you.
Wish me luck. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jack. Good luck. I'll be waiting for you.
Come along, my friend. Your adventure begins.
This is as good a place to dive as any, so here I go. Come now, be friendly, little gnomes. I'm really quite harmless. Surely you don't have many visitors here. Sit down is a bit strenuous.
Aren't you afraid? Don't you know where you are?
Of course I do. I'm in Davy Jones' locker. And you fellas are the gnomes who guard the sunken treasures. Am I right?
No, you're not afraid.
Well, we do guard the treasures. And if you plan to steal any of it, you'll never live to tell what happened to you. Oh, come, come, fellas. You can't scare me. I just want to pay my respects, and then I'll take my joint of meat and go back home.
Meat? What kind?
Oh, it's a joint of beef. Real juicy, too. As a matter of fact, it's one of the best I ever tasted.
Emerald, we have bushels of them. I have the Emperor's jewels. I'll give them to you for the meat.
But could you want a lot of the thing for that joint of beef? What do you say?
No, I don't think I'll sell it. It's too juicy. I'll take it back home.
We haven't tasted any fresh meat in years. Name your price, fellow.
Yes, you must. We'll give you anything you say.
Well, I couldn't sell it, but maybe I'd trade it in exchange for it.
Tell her.
Well, for that little old handmill you have hidden there.
No, not the handmill. Anything but that. The handmill belongs here. Gold, diamonds, rubies, but not the handmill.
No, we won't give that up.
No, sir.
Well, then, that's really the only thing I want, so I'll take the beef and go home and make a juicy stew for my dinner. Goodbye.
Well, what is it?
Well, I'm the one that wanted to get the mill.
I too. The fragrance of it is driving me crazy. I'd rather have it than anything. you feel about it?
As the others agree, we'll give you the handmill in exchange for the bee.
Oh, that's more like it. All right, where is it?
I'll get it. Keep known. Get the bee. Here. Here it is.
Oh, fine. And here's your bee. Thanks for the handmill, little gnomes. So I take one deep breath and wish me luck, for up I go.
Oh, yes. I thought you'd make it all right.
Hello, old friend. Just a minute till I get up on the bank.
Here we are.
Good to be up on the land again.
Did you get the handmill?
Did you?
Yes, here it is.
Maybe you're right, but it doesn't look like it's worth trading a whole joint of beef for.
So you think. You don't know what I know about it. Listen to me, fella. This handmill is magic.
Magic? How? When? What?
It's worth all the beef in the kingdom. Now listen to me carefully. When you get home, set the mill on the table. Then tell it what you want, no matter what it may be. And after you've made your wish, say to it, turn, little wheel, grind out my command. Stop when I say tabber go, tabber again.
You mean to say that anything...
Try it. Take it home and try it.
Oh, many thanks, my friend. If it works, you've made me wealthy, and I'll never cease being grateful. I hope you'll come over and have dinner with us sometime.
Thank you.
Good night.
Wait a minute. The most important thing of all is not to forget the way to stop it. Will you remember?
You bet I will. Stop when I say tabber go, tabber again.
That's the trick. Good night.
Clara, Clara, I'm home. Oh, hello there, sweetheart.
Jack, Jack, I'm so glad you're back safely. Did you get the handmill?
I did, my love, and here it is.
Oh, Jack. What? Why, that's nothing. How could you trade the meat for that?
Oh, wait. Let's play a game. Now, what would you like to have right now? Be carefully. What is your wish, Your Highness?
This is a silly game. But all right, I'll play it. I think I'd like to have some roast beef and brown potatoes to go with it.
All right, roast beef and potatoes. Turn, little wheel. Grind out my command.
Oh, Jack. Look, another, and potatoes, and more. Oh, Captain Jack. Oh, stop it. Stop it, Jack.
Stop when I say tabber go, tabber again. Well.
Oh, Jack, how wonderful, how perfectly wonderful.
Oh, Clara, we've got something. Now, how about new clothes, Clara, and all new furniture for the house? We need them.
Oh, yes, we do, but will it do that, Jack? Will it really?
Let's see. New clothes. Beautiful new clothes for us both, little Mill. And furniture, and all new and beautiful, too. So hold your breath, Clara.
Oh, Jack.
Turn, little wheel. Grind out my command.
Jack, look. Oh, how lovely.
Here's your new dress, Clara. Velvet, no less. And here's my new outfit.
Oh.
New shoes for you. And mine. Now, how about the furniture, little Mill?
Look. It's here. New tables, a new divan, a new carpet, and all in its proper place. Oh, Jack.
How about money, little wheel? Money, money, money. Come on, more.
Right, I'm going to last it forever, Jack.
Grind, little wheel, money.
Oh, Jack.
I say, tap it, oh, tap again. Oh. Be quiet, Clara. Now, from this point, let's go slowly. Who's there?
It's I, Jack. Mary and I.
Richard, whatever has happened?
Come in. Well, brother, this is a surprise.
I just came over to see that you kept your promise and what's this? Money? The room is filled with it. It's all over the floor.
Look at the new clothes. Both of them have. And furniture.
What's the meaning of this, Jack?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Clara, tell us. A sudden wealth. That's for Jack to say. If he cares to tell you, it's all right with me.
2 hours ago, you were hungry, begging for bread at my house, clothes, new furniture, and gold all over the floor. What have you been up to?
You sent me to Davy Jones' locker, Brother Richard, and I went. I have you to thank for all of this.
For what? What did you find there?
Yes, tell us.
You sure you don't mind, Clara?
No, Jack, go ahead.
Well, I have a handmill now that works for me. I'm through with worries and work forever.
I don't understand this. I don't understand it at all.
A handmill? Explain yourself.
I'll do more. You just tell me something you'd like to have. And if you and Mary will leave us 1 minute, I promise you it'll be here.
I don't believe it. Very well. What do you want, Mary?
It sounds very silly to me, so I'll wish for something equally silly. I've always wanted a parrot. And not that I believe for 1 minute you can do this, but that's what I wish for.
That's certainly silly enough. And if it works, then you've wasted a wish on a fool parrot. I don't know what I'll do to you.
It won't work, and you won't do anything to me either.
You take Mary and go into the kitchen until I call you.
Will this foolishness take long?
Only a moment.
All right. Come on, Mary.
Why did you send them out, Jack?
I don't want them to see how it's done. Oh, she wants a parrot, eh? All right. Turn, little wheel. Grind out my command. Look who's here. Hello.
Mary, Richard, here's your parrot, and he's very pretty.
Well, I guess it didn't work this time, did it?
See for yourself and listen to him.
Hi, there.
Hi, Scott.
You said it. When do we eat?
He did work. What? This is magic.
What do you want for the handmill? I'll pay you any price you want.
Oh, don't sell it, Jack, please.
Wait, Clara. Now, let me see. $5,000, and you can come for the mill on Sunday when the chimes ring out for first services.
That's a high price. But very well, it's a bargain. Now come, Mary, it's very late. That's a great deal of money for you two to have. However, perhaps it's worth it. We'll be here on Sunday.
What's cooking?
Give me my parrot.
Come on, Mary. Good night,
Jack, aren't they furious? But why did you do that? Why did you agree to give up the handmill?
Because in a week's time, we can get everything on earth we want out of it. Besides, I'm not through with this unhappy brother of mine yet. He needs to be taught a great deal about fair dealing and honesty. And a little bit of brotherly love would help, too.
Well, I guess you know what you're doing, Jack. I'll say no more.
Just wait and see the fun on Sunday.
You got it? Is it really ours now?
Yes, confound him. Think of that idiot having all that money. He took a great deal of my fortune, but it's worth it.
Of course it is. I just didn't want them to raise the price. What shall we wish for first? Are you sure you know how to work it?
Certainly I do.
Then go ahead. What do you want?
I'd like some good food for a change. You don't ever seem to learn how to cook.
Oh, is that so? Well, no one else ever found fault with it. And any time you don't like it,
Stop arguing. Let's try the handmill. I wish for some good herring and some broth to go with it. Come on, little wheel. Turn and grind out my command.
What are you doing here? Look. Look at the herring. Oh, how wonderful they look. A whole platter of them. Richard.
Ah, that's more like herring ought to look. Ah, now, that's enough herring. Now we'll have the broth, little wheel. Fine. Fill another bowl. We want plenty of it. That's it. Now that's enough. Hey, that's enough.
Stop it, Vicky. You're turning over on the floor. Make it stop, I say.
That's enough, you fool. Mary, get the mop. Get the bucket. Get the tub. Hey!
It's all over the floor. Stop it. Flooding the place. Make it stop.
I can't stop it. It won't stop, the fool. Stop it, I say.
Catch the table. It's falling away. Make this glass of thing stop. It's up to the wizard, too. Get your brother. Come on.
Yes, my brother. Let's find him. ¶¶
Henry, open the door.
Come in. What's all the excitement?
Stop that fool, Mill.
What happened?
I wished for broth. It started and won't stop. The furniture is floating away. The broth is running in a stream downhill after us. There are herrings all over the place.
You make it stop.
All right, I'll stop it, but it'll cost you another $5,000. And besides, I take the mill back.
I won't pay it. It's a holdup. I won't pay it.
All right, then. Your lands will swim in herring broth.
Oh, yes, pay it. It'll ruin everything.
All right, I'll pay. Only stop it and come and take the thing away.
All right, I'm off to get the handmill. And don't worry, it's stopped now. Clara, I told you we'd have some fun.
Well, Captain Howard, you look very glum. Something wrong?
Assuredly, Lady Violet.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's such a beautiful day. Why, the sea is like blue glass. What a lovely trip so far. What's happened?
Oh, those tourists that came on the boat, they made fun of me.
I think that's very unkind, Captain Howard.
You know, I can talk to some people like you, and not stutter at all.
Yes, I'm sure you can.
You know, Lady Violet, there are some words I just can't seem to say.
Oh, I shouldn't worry about it, Captain. You can say plenty of others.
Mm.
And I, for one, can understand you perfectly.
Well, that's one of them.
Well, Captain.
Yes, Lady Violet?
What harbor is this that the boat is coming into?
This is Latovia, Lady Violet.
Oh, isn't this where that famous man lives who's so very wealthy? I think his name is the Jack.
The one who lives in the House of Gold?
Yes, the one who has a magic machine of some kind that turns out all his wealth.
Yes, he lives here. You see, there's the Castle of Gold.
Uh-huh.
You can see the flashing from the ship to the left there. You see the tower?
Yes.
Yeah, it's solid rubies and a diamond. Pretty good. Grand, huh?
Captain, do you think we might visit the castle and see its wonderful things? You said you were taking a party ashore today. Could you arrange a visit there and let us see it?
Well, maybe we could, Lady Violet.
Oh, I'd like that. Let's try. Come on.
Very well, my lady. Your wish is my pleasure. Come along.
Very nice of you to allow us to come in and see your splendid castle, Madam Clara.
Well, not at all. We welcome people from across the seas, and I've enjoyed hearing your exciting adventures.
And Sir Jack, you've been most kind and courteous, and we appreciate it.
Not at all, Lady Violet. Captain, what cargo have you in your ship?
Salt, Sir Jack. Year in and year out, I haul salt back and forth across the seas. Oh, I'm just sick of it. I'd like to settle down in one place for a while.
Now, here's a proposition.
Huh?
I like you, Captain, and I'll make a bargain with you. Why not buy my magic mill from me? I have all I want, and you're an old fellow. I'd like to see you enjoy life. I'll sell it to you. And then you can stay ashore if you like and still supply your firm with all the salt they can use. What do you say?
I'd like that just fine, Jack. What do you take?
Make the price reasonable, Jack. After all, we really have all we can ever need.
All right, dear. Well, Captain, from you, $5 and your goodwill.
Well, that's certainly fine, Jack. Well, I can't say it, but you know what I mean.
Yes. And come with me and I'll explain it to you and tell you just what to do to make it work. And most important, make it stop.
This is fine of you two kind people. It's your lucky day, Captain Howard.
Hey, excuse me, Lady Violet. I'll be right back.
Come along, Captain, and meet the famous handmill.
Take the wheel.
All right, huh?
Now, everybody else on the deck, go below. Not you, Lady Violet. I'd like to have you stay.
Certainly, Captain.
Everybody else, below.
Aye, 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 aye.
no reason why I shouldn't try the handle now. You already know about it, and there's no need to wait until I get home.
I shall be thrilled to stay and watch, Captain.
All right. Here's a mill. If I fill my boat with salt now, then we won't have any work to do at the end of the voyage. That's just what I'll do. I want salt. Oh, turn little wheel and grind out my command.
Oh, it worked. Well, Captain, look, isn't that amazing?
I
see how the salt pours out. Look.
What? That's wonderful. What's the rest of what I say?
Oh, I don't know, but the deck is pretty well covered with salt. You'd better stop it.
That's what I want to do.
So hurry up. The salt is pouring out. Quickly, Captain, quickly.
The time of the wind, grind out my command. Stop. All right, sir, stop.
Captain, don't wish for more.
Oh.
Stop it. The boat is listing to one side. Make it stop.
Well, I can't remember how.
The boat. You must be shipping water, sir. She's listing badly.
Remember. Man, the lifeboat.
Aye, aye, sir.
Stop when I say.
What did you say,
sir? Man, the boat.
Where's all this salt coming from? We're listing badly.
Well,
the salt bath is broken or something, sir. The ship is filled with salt.
Captain, the ship is sinking.
Captain, pick up the end of the command.
The ship is sinking, sir. Stop when I say. Don't get to the boat. Never mind me. Get to the boat.
It's that mill, sir. It's grinding out salt by the ton. Stop it.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Stop me, will you?
I can't think of the word. Stop when I say.
Lady Violet, quickly, the lifeboat.
No.
Stand by, men. Give me your hand, Lady Violet.
Grind out, ready now.
Come on, Captain. Hurry up.
Pull away quickly. The
boat
is sinking.
Yes.
There she goes.
Fine.
Where's the mill, Captain?
I don't know. There it is, sir. See, it's sinking to the bottom.
Oh, yes, I see it. It's still grinding out salt. It'll make the whole sea salty. Make it stop, Captain.
Turn with wheels. Grind out my command.
Grind out my command.
Stop when I say.
Stop when I say.
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 Oh. Skip it.
The story of Why the Sea is Salt, and another episode of Let's Pretend comes to an end. Was this your favorite story? If not, write to Let's Pretend in care of this station, and we'll try to make your favorite come true. And to those of you who have written before for passes to see the broadcast, please be patient. We're taking care of them just as fast as time and the studio capacity permits. The cast for today included
Gwen Davies,
Jack
Kingsley Colton,
his wife Clara,
Miriam Wolfe,
his brother Richard,
Albert Alley,
the wife Mary,
Sybil Trent,
the old man,
Arthur Anderson,
the chief gnome,
Skippy Holmeyer,
the second gnome,
Jackie Ayers,
the stuttering captain,
Jack Lyons,
the first mate,
Bob Court,
Lady Violet,
Daisy Alden,
and studio technician for Let's Pretend, Harry Birch. These stories are dramatized by Nyla Mack.